This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Paul, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, big things happening, NCAA tournament. Geez, I watched that selection show last night, coach, and kind of exciting for sure. And I guess take us through that. You guys will be hosting Springfield, and we'll talk more about last weekend's game as well, but hosting Springfield this coming Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a great thing to go through. You're more happy for, you know, the players and see their reactions. And it's kind of like you don't know who you're going to get. You think you know, but you don't know. And you can go through every different, well, they beat them, they played them, da-da-da. But first and foremost, just excited to, you know, to host the first round, you know, one of only 32 teams in the nation to make it. And obviously back-to-back here for us, but more importantly, to be home and in this environment and, to hopefully represent the college. And, you know, I actually didn't realize, but you would have thought, but Endicott and Springfield's never played each other before. And I feel like there's a lot of mutual ties between, you know, high school teammates on different teams or administrators and stuff like that. But yeah, they're very, you know, long time traditional, you know, very good program in New England, known for a while, produce a lot of, you know, good coaches to their program and players and whatnot. So it's definitely going to be a tough test for us.
Yeah. You're right. Your paths have not crossed the two schools, but yet Endicott's a young football program, relatively speaking, for sure. So did you think you would get a home game in this whole thing? I thought that was great news to get a home game.
I thought if we won the last game, you know, we definitely would. I'm not part of the committee. Like I said last week, it's out of my pay grade, but, you know, to be undefeated and you're, you know, regionally ranked and in the top 25 polls, I'd be shocked if any team, not just us, or any team got bypassed, but you never know. I've seen crazy things happen. I think a lot of it has to do with travel and whatnot. So, but either way, first and foremost, you're glad to be in it, even if you have to travel, but at the same time to be home and for the NCAA to come here again is great for the program.
And, you know, for someone like me, Paul, who's not totally tuned into all of Division III football around the country, watching that show, it speaks to the fact that there are a number of schools in the country that have incredible NCAA postseason records, if you will. You know what I'm saying? That have been there, that are there year after year or have a number of national titles and so on. So that was interesting to take in when I was watching that last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of great programs that, you know, you have programs that are, the standard is to be in it or the Final Four championship. There's some programs that are happy to be there. There's some programs that are starting to get used to it. But there's obviously a lot of great football teams in the country, and I'm sure there's a lot of teams that were, you know, left out, unfortunately, because you can only take so many. But I think there's 200 and something teams in the nation, and to be one of the 32 at this point is, I'm very happy for, you know, the coaches and the players.
Well, I want to just focus on the game coming up Saturday with maybe one more question or two. So Springfield, what do you know about them as a team as far as, what they bring to the table and maybe a bit about their season or whatever?
Yeah, they had a great season, 8-2 overall. The two losses are close games. They have a lot of they played a couple teams we played as well. So obviously they're familiar with our conference. And offensively, I mean, everybody knows what they do. You know what they're going to do, but they're so good at it, and with a triple option and, you know, ball control and stuff like that. And then defensively, they're very well coached. They're, you know, they're big up front. They got a lot of good players. I just think they're kind of more that, you know, I don't personally know the player, you know, a few of them, but the coaches, but I think they're, you know, probably more that blue collar lunch pail type of, you know, toughness.
So your team, coach, you beat Western New England last Saturday in a game 26-21. You were down in the game. So tell us about last Saturday. Just give us a quick summary on your thoughts on how all of that played out. It was a tight contest.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, we told the team prior to that. I mean, Western New England, you know, the last few years in Endicott have pretty much been, you know, the battling for the conference championship, and, you know, who knows what happens down the road, but they're a very good team, and Endicott's never won out there since 2005. And, you know, we knew it was our senior day, and we would get their best, and, you know, winning the conference the week before as a coach, you're trying to make sure the team's focused, and, you know, we had people ask us, well, are you playing so-and-so, or so, no, we're we're football coaches, football players. We're there to coach or play the game, you know. And I think we got down, you know, they faked the punt on their own 10 and they scored. They ran a trick play and then they blocked the punt and then they scored. So it was the first time all year we were down by two scores. But, you know, it's such a resilient team. We got the ball back on a second possession, went down and scored, and then we, you know, ended up scoring, you know, 26 unanswered points. And just a different team, different culture, different resilience. And, you know, you never want to – you always want to win. But I think, you know, to be tested like that, which I'm sure we will be this Saturday, I think you can learn a lot from, you know, losses and wins. But I think we learned a lot of the team and still made some mistakes and what we can do better. But, you know, we got the ball back up 26-21, 5:45 left on the clock, and just the way our team just ran the ball. And we always say a sign of a good team is being able to run the ball, and they know they're going to run the ball and, or stop the run. And the fact that we were able to just get multiple first downs, and, you know, we had, you know, our third string running back in at the time, and the way he did it and the way they blocked up front and Clayton with his legs and stuff like that was just a resilient effort.
Coach, speaking of Clayton, by the way, my brush with greatness this past weekend, Coach, was I was at the Linfield St. Mary's High School game, and I got a chance to see Clayton's brother perform, as well as meet his mom, who was on the sidelines taking photos. So that's my brush with Linfield greatness this past week.
We also had Clayton's older brother, Cooper, who is a roast beef, North Shore roast beef connoisseur, so... who played for us as well. But, yeah, Clayton's been good, you know, all year long. Like, I can be redundant. He's been getting better and better every week. I mean, this was his 11th start of his career, and he's doing a great job managing the game. And, you know, talking to him throughout the game, you can just see he has a different confidence, you know. Not that he was ever deer in headlights, but as the season goes on, you know, just like any player, always going to get better. And he's just been getting better and better. But we also have other guys step up, too.
Coach, I want to close out with Sean Medeiros from the Sports Information Office. The Sports Information Director wrote a little essay on you, the coach, that's out. We'll probably get it up at some point. But one of the things he notes is some of the things you're, you know, creating team culture, creating team spirit, not team spirit, but a team atmosphere, if you will. One of the notes he writes is you have weekly team meetings, highlights examples of successful cultures, and teaching life lessons with no ties to football. Maybe I'll just close out with that as a final question or observation. Maybe you can comment on those two things.
Yeah, and then obviously thank you to Sean and him and Quentin and the whole Sports Information, George Chapel. They do a great job all year long. I mean, they got a bunch of sports here, and, you know, it's tough to cover everything. And I haven't seen him yet, but I definitely appreciate his help with the article. But, I you know, we made a decision a couple years ago. I think I was just more like, I want to get more into culture building. I think culture helps win games, and it's something where you can't just do it once a week or once a month. You have to do it daily. And I think we started doing more team meetings and then breaking teams, you know, having a big roster, break them into increment groups or small groups, kind of more of an intimate setting, as well as, you know, giving them certain stuff or different competes that aren't football related. I mean, sometimes we will have some games where it's, you know, a spelling bee or a team jeopardy, but sometimes it's about, you know, the culture and working together and what each person means. Because I think with football, it's the ultimate team sport. I'm going to sound biased, but you need all 11 to do the right thing and have you play. It's not a sport like one player can take it over a game. And I think, you know, we have a very, you know, like I said, resilient group, but a very humble group, you know. And no matter what happens on Saturday, if you look at the season so far, there's always been a different player each week or a different person stepping up or someone's having a bad game. Like at one point, like in last week, you know, Clayton threw an interception. But if you could see the sideline and the guys around them, or we had, you know, a turnover in the year and the defense is just like, we're up, coach, we're good to go. Like, we're good, we're good. Like, there's no hesitation amongst the team or the coaches. And I think the culture is just something we've done and we will continue to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. A big believer in team culture, that kinds of things, in organizations, whether it be a football team, athletic team, or a school building, as a matter of fact, for sure. All of that stuff, absolutely.
Well, yeah, they've been good. They've been more one game at a time. They haven't looked ahead. You know, sometimes you can do scoreboard watching and whatnot. They're not like that at all.
Coach, I want to just, anything else you want to share with us about this coming Saturday's game with Springfield in the NCAA opener?
No, not right now. It's early in the week. Obviously, both teams finding out late, so there's a lot of film and game prep to get through. But we know they're a very well-coached team out there, and they've always been a very good program in New England for over years. So it's going to be a challenge for us, a challenge for both teams. But we're excited to be back in the NCAAs, and hopefully, we have a good week of practice.
Well, we're excited too, Coach. Great job. Great to you, the coaching staff, the team. It's been an exciting year, and good luck on Saturday.
Great. Thank you for all your help this year so far, Bill. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Hopefully there's more to go. That's Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.